Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So we're just continuing the whole series of Mishnayos, which is about things that a person is allowed to wear on Shabbos, and they're not considered to be a masui, and they're not considered to be something that we're choshesh, that you might take them off and carry them on Shabbos. So Yotzin B'Sela Sha'al Hatzinis, a woman could go out on Shabbos with a silver coin that was attached to a wound on her foot, because it's assumed to be that it will heal the foot. So it protects the wound and it also heals the foot. So since it's tied to the foot for the sake of refuah, we don't consider it to be a masui. It's like an item of clothing, and also you're not going to come to take it off. But if you have young girls who just had their ears pierced, so in order to keep the piercing there, in order to that the hole doesn't close up, they would put threads or pieces of wood through the piercing, so the girls are allowed to wear those on Shabbos, because the threads look nice, they were decorative, so you don't have to worry that she's going to come to take them off. And it's also a masui, it's not a masui, rather it's a tachshit. Arveyos yotzos ru'ulos, women who live in Arabia, it doesn't mean Arab women who are not Jewish, it means Jewish women who live in a certain place, they can go out with their face in a veil, because that's the way the women in that place used to dress. They would cover their face. They would wear like a burqa type of covering. Umadios prufos, and women who live in Madai can go out with a strap on one side that has like a round object that sticks out from the other side of her coat, because that's the way the women used to dress. They would put a stone or something like that against the inside of their coat, and that would make a certain would stick out, would protrude a little bit, and that's it was served like a button, and they would strap something around it. So that was the normal way that they would button themselves. So since that was the normal way they would dress, then they're allowed to go out like that. The kol adam. And any woman could go out if they're buttoned up in that way. Not only if they're from Aravia or Madai, that was the style in those places. Meaning it's not about those places, it's about that this is a manner of dress. So if a woman has an Arabian sense of style or a Madian sense of style, even if she lives in Yerushalayim, she's allowed to go, or whatever, in Eretz Yisrael, she's allowed to go out like that on Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we learned that a woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a silver coin that's attached to a wound on her foot, and that girls who have their ears recently pierced can go out with pieces of wood or threads that are in the ear. And we learned that certain styles of dress, of wearing either a face scarf or a round object as a button, as long as it's a normal manner of dress, you're allowed to go out like that as well. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we didn't do Mishnah Zayin yet. So Mishnah Zayin tells us porefes ala evin vala egos vala marbeya. A woman can attach her cloak over a stone or a nut or a coin and go outside on Shabbos. Uvad shel tifrof lechachila b'Shabbos. As long as she doesn't do that lechachila for the first time on Shabbos. So you can take a coin and decide that you're going to use that coin as a button on Shabbos, only if before Shabbos you were already using it as a button. But if it was meant to be a coin when Shabbos started, then it's going to be muktzah, and you're not going to be allowed to use it on Shabbos as a button. So that's Mishnah Zayin. We already summarized Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah Zayin just tells us that you're allowed to use a stone, a nut, or a coin for a button on Shabbos, but it has to have been designated as such already from before Shabbos. Right? So that's some poskim, for example, in Hilchos Nida, the halacha is that if you have a stain that's found on a garment that's smaller than kegris va'od, which we assume means the size of an American penny, then it's not going to be a problem for Hilchos Nida purposes. So a lot of times, the posek has to measure the size of the stain. So many rabbanim walk around with a penny in their pocket to be able to hold it up against the stain to measure the size of the stain. So that's the shaila. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So if you have a penny designated dafka for that purpose, so maybe that's not a muktzah problem, because once you designate it for that purpose, it's not muktzah. But if it was just stam a penny beforehand, then the chora would be problematic. And that's exactly what this mishnah is saying, that if you have a coin that was designated to be used as a button, they had the shaila with like cufflinks. They sell like in Eretz Yisrael, you have like cufflinks that are a shekel or a five shekel or whatever on the one side of the cufflink. So if it's designated to be a cufflink and no longer to be used as money, so then l'chora it is mutter, it is not going to be muktzah on Shabbos.